If you were using the word, then yeah. Sense, you'd know the difference. Then. Mm-hmm.
But you can't hear the difference.
No.
Okay. And these are what? This is a
pants.
They call them anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's slacks.
Okay. And something you might put on, a sweater, you might put on something.
A jacket.
Or a
shirt.
Yeah, something you put on a very cold day.
A coat.
Okay. And you're talking about that coat, you say, does that coat, does that coat have clasps on it or a zipper? And you say, no, that coat has
buttons.
Say the whole thing.
No. That coat has buttons on it.
Okay. Now that's the on it or onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Something men wear between a coat and a shirt sometimes.
A vest.
Okay. And did you bring that coat? And you say, yes, I have.
Yes, I've got it.
Right, did you bring it? You say, yes, I have.
I brought it.
Uh-huh. And if I didn't, tomorrow I will.
I'll bring it.
Okay. You try on the coat. You say, that coat really
fits well.
Uh-huh. I tried it on yesterday, and that coat
fits well.
Yesterday it
fit well.
Okay. And you have a coat and pants together, you call that a
suit.
You just bought it, you say it's
a new suit.
Okay. And pockets are all filled up with them. So this pocket's really
full of bulging.
And the shirt wasn't sanitized, and so when it was washed, the collar, the shirt got smaller.
Shrunk.
Yesterday it
shrank.
Okay. Now which would you use?
I don't know. If I was just talking without watching what I was saying,
right.
I'd probably say shrunk.
Okay, but yesterday it shrunk, yeah. You said, I'm afraid it might
shrink.
All right. And then you try it on, you say, sure enough, that coat has, or that shirt has
shrunk.
Okay. They ever use the term draw up? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Does that mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you associate that with special being used by certain people?
Draw up would be used by the older people, I think.
Okay.
That shrink and shank would be used
okay.
by
them. And a woman likes to put on fancy clothes. You say she likes to
get all dressed up.
Okay, and if she, what about if a man does that? Is it the same term for a man?
Mm-hmm.
And how about a woman gets in front of a mirror, you know, and puts on cosmetics and things?
Makeup.
Yeah, that you might say, and she enjoys doing that. Now, would you still use dress up there, or would you use something else?
In fact, she likes to fix herself up.
Okay. Something a woman carries when she goes shopping.
A purse, handbag.
Okay, and something a woman might wear on her wrist, not this, but
a bracelet.
All right, and something she might wear around her neck.
Necklace.
All right, now this is with beads. You might say she's wearing that. You might say necklace with beads, but you might think, you ever call it anything else?
Let me just say beads. She's wearing beads.
Okay. Would you ever use either expression, a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, a string of beads.
All right. Something a man uses to hold up his pants.
Suspenders.
You ever call those anything else?
No. Nothing I can think of right off.
Do people use the term gallows? Are you all familiar with that?
No, those are on overalls.
Gallows are different, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be on overalls.
Okay.
Suspenders would be to hold his pants.
Would you still call them gallows on overalls?
Yeah.
One of the galaxies were missing or something like that.
I'd say the galaxy is missing, but one of them is gone.
One of the galaxies and two of the galaxies.
Right? I guess so.
One of the galaxies. Okay.
That's what I call it.
Sure, that's fine. How about something you open up on a rainy day?
Umbrella.
All right. And this is a
bedspread.
And how about...